The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So please, when you find a position that's comfortable for you to sit in for a while, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And for this meditation, just because having your eyes open in front of a computer screen can be a little bit distracting. So for the sake of the experience, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and keep your eyes closed throughout the meditation. So you can begin by taking a couple of deeper breaths. I'm going to encourage you to draw the air in through your nostrils and bring it deep down into your belly. And when you exhale, exhale through your mouth. And take two or three breaths like that, and then just allow your breathing to return to its normal rhythm and pace. This type of deep intentional breathing activates the vagus nerve and it triggers a kind of a relaxation response from the body. Sometimes just on the exhalation, you can feel into that sense of letting go, putting down, relaxing. And in your own time, when you're ready, allow your breathing to return to its normal rhythm and pace, whatever that happens to be for you. And breathe only through your nostrils. Breathe in. Breathe out. Allow the body to just breathe itself. Relax. Feel the sense of being supported by the chair that you're sitting in. Notice the contact of your feet on the floor. And notice the sense of rootedness or groundedness that comes by just noticing your feet are on the floor. Allow yourself to settle into the feeling of being supported, of being grounded, of being safe, of being able to let go and feel safe. Noticing how things feel is really key to practicing loving kindness. Loving kindness is an experience of open-hearted appreciation. The direct experience of open-hearted appreciation Loving kindness is a natural wish to experience happiness and contentment. You might wish this for another, or you might wish this for yourself. The natural wish for ease and well-being, to be experienced directly, to be felt as an embodied reality. We can't make ourselves feel this way. We can simply allow ourselves to receive this quality, which is there all the time. With a focus on the actual experience of the feeling, I want you to bring to mind someone whom you really care about, someone whom you think of with natural affection. When you think of this person, could even be a pet, if you have a pet that you love in this way, just that sense of friendliness towards the pet or towards the person, that sense of affection, notice what the feeling is, the direct feeling. And as you settle into the feeling, you might support that feeling by silently saying phrases to yourself, such as, may you be happy. May you know peace and joy. And as you do that, focus on the area around your physical heart and lungs. Bring your attention right into the heart center. Bring your awareness to the sensations that might be stirring in your heart when you connect with these feelings of affection and of warmth for your loved one. What are those sensations? What do those sensations feel like? And without trying to make yourself feel anything, see if you can simply allow yourself to receive whatever you notice stirring within you. Now drop the image of your loved one and simply return your awareness to the rhythm of your own natural breath moving in your body, breathing in and breathing out. And ask yourself the following two questions. What do I truly aspire for in this life? What do I truly aspire for in this life? And the second question is, what do I want to offer to the world? And focus on your aspiration as a fundamental aspect of your being, of who you are or who you can be. You can repeat these phrases silently to yourself, for yourself, directing these thoughts towards yourself as an act of loving kindness. May I abide in happiness. May I abide in well-being. May I abide in freedom from affliction, in freedom from hostility. May I abide in freedom from anxiety, from worry, and from fear. May no harm come to me. May I be free from judging and comparing. May I be contented. May I too abide in peace and joy. This is how we can become a friend to ourselves. May I too abide in peace and joy. These are uncertain and confusing times. But I can wish myself the wish to abide in contentment and in peace and in joy. And feeling the intention there, the actual intention as an act of loving kindness, to recognize that. We can see that that wish is not just for ourselves, it's for the entire world that we're a part of. May all of us here today, wish that for one another, wish that for our communities, for our country, for the world that is in such peril today. May we be free from anxiety, from worry, and from fear. Just as you offered loving kindness to your loved one, You can offer loving kindness to yourself. Just as you can recognize what it's like to feel loving kindness when you're wishing it for someone you really care about and feel a natural affection for, you can direct that same kind wish to yourself. This is a very, very wholesome thing to do. Imagine how those wishes would feel. Recognize what those wishes feel like when you direct them to yourself. And visualize in your heart a warm light, a warm, maybe even a warm golden light. So one way that you can awaken a sense of friendliness and goodwill towards yourself is by appreciating something specific about yourself. This quality of appreciation is a gateway to loving kindness. So I'd like you to bring your focus of attention to something specific that you appreciate about yourself. And reflect on that appreciation, that quality of appreciation for a moment. This doesn't have to be some big spectacular, important thing. It could be something as simple as that you appreciate that you're able to enjoy a cup of tea or a walk on the beach. The quality of enjoyment. It's okay to feel gratitude for the qualities that you recognize and appreciate in yourself. Take delight in befriending yourself in this way. And if any sense of joy or happiness or friendliness arises in your heart, notice it, and particularly notice how it feels. Allow yourself to take joy in this wholesome intention of appreciating yourself in this way. And I'm going to end this meditation with a poem by a man named Derek Walcott. It goes like this. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. Sit. Feast on your life. Take delight. In the awareness that you have a precious human life. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.